get up.
All right, it's that time again. It's time for the Jack and Tracy Show here at Sunny 101.5.
Did you see what's back?
Okay, now wait, I gotta think. What's back? What's back? What's back? I don't think I know.
It's snowing out there.
Oh, you would bring that up. But
and it's
Tracy,
not pretty anymore.
Oh, it's not pretty anymore. Oh, so let me get this. Yeah, I got this right. In December, it's beautiful. But in April, it's not very, it's the same thing.
You know, even in January and February, it's beautiful in my world. But right now, I'm not happy about it.
Well, anyway, yeah, we have the clouds and the 80% chance of rain/snow. Mm-hmm. And your high is going to be only 40 degrees today. It's 35 right now. But it's our job to make this a fun day, okay?
Absolutely. So, you know what? Get out the sweaters that you didn't, that you love and you didn't get enough use of this summer or this winter.
Right.
And, yeah, just embrace it. Embrace the moment.
Hey, maybe maybe we'll make a snowman later. Who knows?
Maybe.
You're listening to Sunny 101.5. Nielsen rated number one for at-work listening.
The most music for your
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:16, and here's Tracy.
Somehow it became the biggest mystery in the state of Oklahoma. Some kids who really wanted French fries took matters in their own hands.
Yeah.
This restaurant called Noble Smoke and Joe's Barbecue, they started getting bombarded with these persistent phone calls from kids all asking to have French fries delivered straight to their doorstep.
Except they said French fries.
Exactly. I struggle to even say it. I think you do it a little better than I do. Summer Williams, the owner of the restaurant, said it was a voice that just really sounded like it came from a very young child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, asking for French fries delivered to the door. And she said, you know, we're happy to help, but we need to speak to an adult. But the little girl told her there was no parent close by. So day after day, these calls persist.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually more little voices join in, you know, with the French fry girl. So William says, for example, and another girl said, well, we would try to come to the restaurant, but their car was broken down. And she said it would cost $15 to repair it.
Oh, boy.
So then the request changes.
$15.
Exactly, right? So then the request changes to two French fries and two dwinks.
Oh, now we got dwinks now. All right.
And one of the girls told her they were in pre-K. So Williams is having so much fun with these calls, but she really wants to figure out who the girls are. So she gets on Facebook and she starts there. She's just trying to figure out who the French fry fiends are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had no idea the posts would actually go viral. Like, people all over the place were just getting personally invested in this. You know, the world's watching. So they helped her come up with a plan, and it's pretty good. She actually learned the name of the girl's dog during one of the calls, and the dog's name is Beethoven.
All right.
So she contacts all the local elementary schools, tells them the story, and they rally behind her.
Right.
So all of the local elementary schools actually made announcements over the intercom saying, anybody who owns a dog named Beethoven, come to the office.
That's good.
Their class would be the lucky winners of a French fry party.
All right.
Well, Catherine Daly Elementary ended up having those girls, the original French fry enthusiasts, Emily, Miley, and Linda, and their class got a supersized fry party.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the owner of that restaurant just said, you know, she had a ball trying to get to the bottom of it, and, you know, what a bright spot in her day, and you could bet those parents are, like, going to be watching their phone usage.
Yeah. You know, those little kids listening right now asking their mom, why are they laughing when they say French fries?
Exactly.
That's good stuff right there.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
hookups, deals, and Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, 71-year-old Liam Neeson is ready to show off his comedic chops.
Boy, it's about time.
Yeah, he says he's ready to prove that he can carry a comedy with a reboot of The Naked Gun.
Oh, boy, that's
He says he knows he has to prove himself in this new kind of role, and he's slightly nervous about it, but he says...
You know why I have confidence in him? First of all, he's a great actor, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
The original Naked Gun, starring Leslie Nielsen, which you've probably never heard of, but...
No, I did.
He was a serious actor when he did that movie. So it's
Oh, really?
Yes. He was taking a chance at doing the same thing. So it's kind of
that is kind of cool.
It is. Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Liam says he knows he has to prove himself. He's slightly nervous about it, but he said it's a good script where he found some very funny laugh out loud moments. Got to love those.
Oh, I'll be watching.
Being co-written and executive produced by former Saturday Night Live writer Akiva Schaffer and executive produced by Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, I can't go wrong with them.
I thought the same thing. Yeah, with those folks behind him. Well, Lizzo clarified those cryptic "I quit" comments she made yesterday, telling fans she isn't leaving music or social media. She says, when she said she quit, she meant she quit giving any negative energy attention.
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
Oh, exactly. Last week, she left fans guessing with this social media post saying she was getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in her life and on the internet, and that, quote, I quit. So, but yesterday she said she's hoping to inspire fans to quit letting negative people and comments win.
I see. That ranks up there with the exercise guru who said, I'm dying.
Yes. It's like this attention seeking
yes.
moment.
All dying.
Look at me.
Yeah. Richard Simmons, right?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
He said, I'm dying. We're all dying. That's what he meant.
Right. But yeah, it definitely, people were writing, are you okay?
And, yeah, right.
Well, okay, back to the reboot world. Speaking of reboots, actress Patricia Richardson won't be returning to any Home Improvement reboot.
No?
She was on a podcast recently, Back to the Best Podcast, and said it was really weird. She said, I would hear Tim Allen was coming out publicly talking about how everybody was on board to do a Home Improvement reunion. But he never asked her. And he never asked Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask. I mean, you got to at least
ask. And she also pointed out that actor Zachary Ty Bryan, who plays the oldest son, Brad, is a felon. Trouble stemming from crypto scams and domestic abuse.
Oh.
So Tim Allen has pitched a Home Improvement reboot several times with the idea that he returns as a grandfather. But it sounds like that's not really ready to happen quite yet.
All right.
Well, Khloe Kardashian has a fiery new look. She has auburn hair, and it looks amazing. She has a new Fabletics collection out, and she's on social modeling the pieces. Everybody in the comments loves her new look, though she can't look bad. I mean,
I
she
was
looks amazing
say, she
with
could
any
change
color
it to
hair.
Any color hair,
but it does look pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the first official poster for Joker 2 is out, showing Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga in character. Yeah, the official trailer won't be unveiled until CinemaCon April 9th here, but coming up in a few days. Some fans are still skeptical about the film being a musical, and I guess I didn't even realize that till this morning. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah, but others are embracing the concept. You know, some say, let me look at this if I can find it, that the musical aspect of the film is said to be more similar to A Star Is Born, which also featured Lady Gaga, than a traditional musical.
I got you. Yeah, that might
You know
work.
What I mean?
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Bad. Right.
But the trailer is certainly going to give fans a glimpse of what to anticipate. It theaters October 4th here this fall.
Okay.
All right. Ready to do some birthdays?
Oh, man. I was ready. Sure.
All right. It is Jenny Garth's birthday today.
Okay. Jenny Garth. You know,
Do you know who she is?
I think I do, and I'm just going to say, I'm just going to say 50.
That's a good guess, 52.
All right.
Yeah, she was on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, which I know.
And some other stuff.
I never watched, but I was in the minority. I realize that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How about Leona Lewis?
Leona Lewis. Now, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. I like this song. The ones that I'm like, oh, I like this song. Jack's like, it's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a good song. I'm not.
Yeah.
Just didn't pay that much attention to it. Leona Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, is 40.
Oh, that was a really good guess. She's 39 today.
39, how about that?
And how about Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. Oh, man, he's fantastic. Let's see. Eddie Murphy he's about. He's younger than me. Of course, everybody's younger than me. Yeah, I'll give him a 65.
63.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, 7:44.
All right, my life hack is learning life hack.
Oh, I need that one bad.
I do too, all the time. I mean, I really have to stay on myself. And one thing I've been trying to do is just thin out the wardrobe. I like to buy clothes. It's kind of a problem I have.
Yeah.
And man, like, it's just like the closet is stuffed. So I have been doing this one. I mean, I'm not decluttered yet, but it is helping. Mm-hmm. So just literally always keeping a clothing donation bag in your closet. So literally I have
a
donation trash bag in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you try on a piece of clothing that, you know, either no longer fits or you don't like it or, you know, it doesn't bring you joy to wear it, drop it in there. And it is a game changer. It just makes you think about it more. And instead of having a long, stressful, you know, thin out the wardrobe process that's like days and you have stuff everywhere, it's kind of a game changer because you're just constantly removing, you know, some of the old clothing and feel like you can just do it a little at a time. Then when it's full, get it out of there.
I'll tell you how much clutter I have. This is to put it in perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, it might even be longer than that. But it was at least 5 years ago. My daughter's family stayed with me for a year because they were getting changing residence, and it took a little while, which I had no problem. That's fine.
It takes time.
I have a walk-in closet off the master bedroom. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Half of that master bedroom or a walk-in closet still has women's clothing in it. Oh, Michael, you talk about clutter. I'm the king of clutter.
The king of clutter.
Yeah.
Now, you don't wear the women's clothing.
No, they don't. It's not quite my size.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it's not something I'm interested in. But I'm going to do what I'm doing that. They had their chance to, evidently.
They had their chance. The kids had their chance to take it.
I think I've been patient.
They don't
enough.
Need it anymore.
No.
They haven't missed it.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, now my life hack. Mike. Celebslike.me. That's celebslike.me. You can upload your picture and check celebrities who look like you with matching percentages. I'm not going to do that, but because I'm afraid what would come up, but. You can do that. Once again, celebslike.me. All right?
All right. Huh.
And you have to tell me who you think you look like. I think I know a couple that are close to you. I'm not going to say it because I know better.
Like me.
No,
okay.
I'm not going to say because I think they're fine. Oh, are you kidding me?
Do you really
you think I look like that? I learned that lesson the hard way years ago.
This is kind of cool. I'm already on there.
She's doing it already.
already.
I'm kind of, it's like, oh, wow. Okay.
Well, off the air, let me know.
Upload a photo. The system detects your face and enjoy the result, or at least you hope.
Yes, enjoy the results. Oh, yours will be fine.
No, you watch. Like, it'll bring up a picture of Frankenstein.
Well, mine, I'll probably get, you know, Mr. Red. It's 7:48.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.